Trish, thank you very much for joining us today. We're just going to talk a little bit today about busy lifestyles and exercise with New Year's coming up. A lot of people probably, you know, it's always a New Year's resolution, get in better shape, they say. And there's a lot of people out there, though, that maybe don't think they have the time necessarily to exercise, to get all the stuff in they need to do. But there are lots of things that people can do, even with their busy lifestyles, in order to work out, in order to hit that calorie count, in order to just overall improve their health and lifestyle.
Yes, there are. And you know, too, sometimes, you know, the busy lifestyle obviously plays a huge part, but sometimes it's just an overwhelming task to think about getting started. You know, we watch programs like The Biggest Loser, and we know that they work out for hours a day, and so we think we have to get to the gym and work out for hours a day in order to achieve the same results. And realistically, we really don't have to put in hours of day at the gym. And so it's nice to take that overwhelming factor out, as well as, hey, I'm busy. You know, that's the best excuse in the world. I don't have time to work out. You have to make time to work out. We're all busy. Everybody leads busy lifestyles. And if you're a very task-oriented person and you live your life by appointments, then you need to schedule that workout just as if you would an appointment. And this is an appointment with yourself, and you keep it no matter what. You wouldn't be late to a meeting. You wouldn't miss a meeting. You can't be late to your workout. You can't miss a workout.
All right, yeah. So, I mean, you just got to take it very seriously, like you said. And there are some other things that people can do maybe while they're going out shopping for their kids or something like that.
Yeah, you know, if you go to the mall, and typically we know our favorite stores that we go to in the mall, and we go right to them, we get in, we get out. You know, take a little bit more time at the mall. Take the long route around. Maybe you're going to find a new store, which would be an added bonus, but you're going to get a little bit more walking in as well. You know, things you can do when they talk about parking the furthest distance away, that's really true. You're getting a little bit of extra calories just by walking a little bit extra. You know, at work, if you have the option of stairs or an elevator, use the stairs, because that little bit of calorie burning that you're getting going up and down the stairs, you're working your legs and you're getting a little bit of extra cardio work. And it is those little bits and pieces throughout the day that are going to be able to add up to help you hit your calorie burn that you should be hitting every day.
And you also talked earlier about a new kind of a piece of technology that people may or may not know about. It's called a body book. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, the body bug, if again, you refer to the television series The Biggest Loser, and you see that they have this digital armband that they wear on the show. And we have had good luck with body bugs here. I've worn a body bug. What the body bug does is it helps you know how many calories you're burning throughout the day. So this is not just exercise calories. This is, you know, walking from point A to point B. This is, you know, different jobs that you do, whether you work in a factory or whether you're a postman, whether you're a farmer, whatever your job is, it's going to count your total calories for as long as you're wearing the armband. The other component of that is it helps you log your food. So it helps you keep track scientifically, how many calories am I taking in, how many calories am I burning. And I think that part of what helps it become more efficient is you don't have to guess what your calorie burn is. You know, there are so many variables to how many calories you burn in a day. You know, what one person's idea of intense exercise might be compared to somebody else is going to be totally different. So you really don't know exactly how many calories you are burning. You are guessing unless you're wearing a device like this. And I think the way that it helps when you think about busy lifestyles is it does take the guessing out. You know where you're hitting your calorie burn, and you can say, okay, I have 300 more calories that I need to burn. I don't have much time. Great, you don't need much time. 20, 30 minutes, hit it. Hit it hard. Give me a good warm up, but then give me all out. You know, it's not going to be easy, but you're going to see so much more benefit and improvement with these short, intense bursts of exercise than you are if you get on the treadmill and walk 2.5 miles an hour for an hour.
And that's another thing, too. You talk about short, intense bursts of exercise. You may think that you need to set aside a 40-minute block, a 45-minute block, but you say that's not the case.
Yeah, some people don't have that amount of time. Or again, we come back to that overwhelming factor of what am I going to do for 45 minutes? I'm going to get bored. I can't walk on the treadmill for 45 minutes. Great, give me two 20 minutes, one in the morning, you know, one in the afternoon, maybe if you want to do one in the morning and one in the evening, because there are a lot of studies out there that prove that it doesn't matter that you give me that in one block time, that you're still burning the same number of calories if you give me two 20-minute segments in a day. So, you know, if it's overwhelming for you to think about giving up an hour out of your day, almost everybody can find 15 or 20 minutes out of their day that says, I'm going to do some exercise. I'm going to get my heart rate up. I'm going to work on some strengthening exercises for 15 minutes. Do that two or three times a day.
We're speaking with Trish World, the wellness supervisor at the Knoxville Recreation Center. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. And Trish, also people with busy lifestyles, they have less time to eat food, and food logging can be very important, counting your calories there.
It is, and with all of the variables of different people's ideas and thoughts about the best way to lose weight. One consistent thing that you will see in almost every diet and weight loss plan is logging your food. The success and long-term success that people have with keeping their weight off will almost always tie back to logging your food. If you don't know how many calories you're eating, it's nearly impossible to figure out how to lose weight. I think sometimes as we get busy and we just grab a little bit here and we grab a little bit here, the concept of that is very, very good because you want to eat several small meals a day. So the concept of it is good. But what happens sometimes, I think you're not logging and you think, well, I didn't eat very much here. Well, I didn't eat very much here. And before you know it, you may not have eaten very much at one time, but because you're not paying attention, you know, and it's the same if you undereat, you know, that's not good either. So logging your food helps you know, am I under eating or am I overeating? And if you don't log it, it's a stab in the dark.
And one other thing that people tend to do in the winter in the kind of same vein as a busy lifestyle is, it's not cold out really right now, but people will take those winter getaways to warmer weather, and you're busy down there sightseeing and you may not think that you have time to work out down there. What are some things people can do to exercise while on those vacations?
Yeah, you know, the first thing you need to do is check out the place that you're going to stay, because most hotels or resort places are going to have an exercise facility of some kind. And, you know, sometimes the last thing that we want to do is think about exercising on vacation. But again, there are too many studies that prove that the more you exercise, the more energy you have. So if you get up in the morning or maybe you end your evening with a little bit of exercise, a little bit of movement, if you want to take an exercise band with you, that's something that's going to take up no space in your suitcase, no weight to it. There's so many resistance exercises that you can do. You can research online some different calisthenic strength exercises or plyometrics like jumping jacks, jump squats, jump switch lunges, all of these things that you can do right there in your hotel room. It doesn't take a lot of equipment, it doesn't take a lot of room, and it doesn't take a lot of time. You just have to do it.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted to add today?
You know, when I think I've mentioned before that, you know, when you walk in the doors to our facility, it says showing up is half the battle. We're glad you're here. And that is, you know, one of the things that I'll just stick to. Getting here is the hardest thing. But once you do it, once you say, all right, I'm into this for 5 minutes, you feel good. You feel better that you're doing something. You feel stronger and you feel leaner almost immediately just because you've done something. So even physically, if there's not this huge change to your body, mentally, you feel better. Emotionally, you feel better and you have more energy and you have a more positive outlook on life. So you just need to get in there and do it.
All right. Thanks very much, Trish.
Thank you.